What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We're back here on the Second Guest Show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 8 o'clock tonight. Let's go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing today?
Right, Hollywood. What's going on, bro?
Hollywood, you watched the game in Thibodeau or Fouchon? Where are you at?
I'm at Thibodeau. I'll go back to work tomorrow.
Where do you watch the game?
Where do you watch it at your
house or what?
I watch my game at my house and nowhere else because I like to be focused on my game, and I got my beer in my box and I got my own bathroom.
Oh, yeah, you're all focused? Yeah, there's no interruption. That's a good thing. So, that was an ass kicking, though.
Hey, Bobby, I want to congratulate the Eagles on beating the Chiefs. And I want to give a shout-out to Zach Bond, Rango, and C.J. Johnson, three Saint players that Dennis Allen rejected because they went at doghouse for some reason. I don't know. But they're kind of like studs on the Eagle team. And they got some other players on the line that's pretty good also that he rejected. So that goes to tell you what kind of coach Dennis Allen was. And I hope Kellen Moore is way much better than what we go get. And I hope we work on defense first and get a defense like the Eagles because their front line put pressure on their offensive line. And when they get to the quarterback, they finish the quarterback. It's not like our defense. When we get to the quarterback, it goes by. I hope we get them problems corrected in all season. And I hope we know how to recondition ourselves and train ourselves because what they got going on in the offseason is not working. I know the NFL got injuries, but that's ridiculous the last 4 years with injuries. And this year was worse with everybody, on the roster injured. What you think I said, Bobby?
And you think about, you look at Trey Hendrickson. I don't know. When he on the Saints, he led the NFL in sacks. Why in the hell he ain't playing for the Saints? Now you can say because Marcus Davenport was drafted higher than him, so they wanted to make that work with Davenport versus Trey Hendrickson. You talk about Zach Bond. So, Mike, I want you to comment.
Sean had a lot of pull in that, too.
So, wait, this is
because that was his guy, Marcus Davenport.
No, this is more Mike DeTillier question. It would be like, okay, I think, okay, if you got Zach Bond in the building, you got Trey Hendrickson in the building, then the scouts are doing their job. So, isn't it the coaches? To maybe not get him on the field and develop, especially Zach Bond. Now, to me, Trey Hendrickson was more because of Davenport where he was drafted over Trey Hendrickson. But all I know is it's like that's going way back. It's been like all of a sudden Saints fans, who in that nation will see Saints players.
And Chauncey Garner-Johnson, who Hollywood brought up, that was a money issue that they couldn't resolve.
Well, and Chauncey Garner's an outlaw. That dude's an outlaw. He was like,
well,
okay.
He can play. I want him on my team.
No, but Dan Campbell, they keep Aaron Glenn, they keep him. And with the Lions. No, that dude's crazy. I'm telling you. But he's crazy good. If he's on your team, you want him. But I'll tell you, if Chauncey, CD Dudes, if Chauncey Gardner-Johnson wasn't playing football, he'd be in jail. I'll tell you right now. He kicked butt with the Saints. Remember when he went up to Tom Brady, intercepted him, getting all up in his face? He goes to the Lions, does awesome. He goes to the Eagles, he does awesome. He's wired.
He's a football player.
He's
a football player.
And I tell you what, you know, everybody wants to be a gangster. He's an original OG. he's an original gangster. When you look at CD Deuce, as far as a football player, I'm not talking about on the streets, but as far as the perception with CD Deuce and his old mindset, but all I know is he's a Super Bowl champ now. But the point being is that you look at Trey Hendrickson. I don't know. Everybody's dealing with injuries and all that. What he's done with the Bengals. The Bengals defense is sorry, but he still stood out. He led the NFL in sacks. That's not an opinion. That's what he actually did.
No, that's fact.
No, that's what Trey Hendrickson did. You look at Zach Bond. He's a special teams player for the Saints.
And Vic wanted him, but he didn't envision he would be this.
No, he's like, he has potential.
Here's my deal. Bob, what are they going to do in the offseason now? Because he's a free agent.
I don't know.
Agent.
I'm asking you.
He's Zach a free agent, Zach Bond. And I think how are we going to pay him?
And, Mike, I think the Eagles only paid him $3.5 million. Now, you know, the public year is only $3.5 million. No, you got to look at yourself as a pro athlete. No, only $3.5 million. It's not $13 million. So y'all got to realize that. They'll be like, oh, what is he bitching at? He's getting $3.5 million. No, you have to look at the position and what you achieve if you consider it all pro. So that's why Zach Bond right now got a little leverage. So
he got a lot of leverage.
Yeah, exactly.
At this stage, because now I think his market was limited in the offseason last year.
Yeah.
Because you didn't know anything about him as a player.
He was kind of like Chris Banjo or wherever you look at JT Gray, that time player. He was productive. You know, whoever we see these linebackers all the time who's providing depth for the defense, but they're outstanding on special teams. That's what Zach Bond was as a Saints player.
Caden Ellis had more skins on the wall than Zach Bond did. They didn't re-sign Caden. He went to Atlanta.
And, you know, all of a sudden, Caden Ellis gets over 100 tackles. I mean, Zach Bond was like 150 or whatever. I don't know. They were all in the Saints building. Now, we love DeMario Davis, you know, and they went with Pete Werner.
And they paid Pete.
I cannot say. Now, I don't know. We got to wait and see what's going to happen. I cannot say Pete Werner is going to be eventually better than Zach Bond or Caden Ellis. No, who you gamble on? That's a lot of, you know, it's not an exact science. You can make the right decision or the wrong decision. You know who knows what the hell they're doing? I know Howie Rosen with the Eagles.
Howie has moved those chess pieces. I mean, absolutely right. But this offseason, when you win a title, everybody wants to get paid more than the norm.
How do you keep the team
and
together?
How do you keep that? Because Milton Williams is another defensive lineman.
And Charlie's saying we got to go to a break. That's why the Baltimore Ravens better win now. Because you can't keep everybody. You know how that window opens and then it closes right quick. Okay, if you can see my hands right now, it's opening and then whack, it snaps closed and it's done. Look at the 49ers. I think all of a sudden the 49ers team
they rebuilding
in the NFC. Not so fast right now. No, if you don't take advantage of it, Mike, somebody else is going to step in that door. And that's where the Eagles are at in the NFC instead of the 49ers.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.